It's time for Message in the Bottle. Eric Meehan of Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street, downtown Bangor, is here.
No. I'm here.
Every week we're doing this. To hear the connection.
That's right. Well, you can call me Al. Today we're talking about calling things. You can call me Al, but there are certain things you can't call anything you want. Go with me on this. We're drinking bubbles. Mm. So we already have no idea what's going on here, folks. I always think of that song when I think about Appalachians, and I don't know, because I don't understand that song or the video, but God, do I love it.
I do too. you texted me that today.
That was terrifying.
What?
Just the back and forth between Rich and I. I was like, I need, you can call me Al. And we just spent the next half an hour quoting it. It's like, you shouldn't be able to do that with a song. You can do that with Caddyshack, of course, right, or something like that. But just every line in that song is so bizarre and so memorable that you're like, I can totally do this.
And then I just pictured Chevy Chase.
That's right.
In the video.
Oh, my gosh. He's my favorite. He is. I mean, I'll remind people, I grew up thinking Caddyshack 2 was Caddyshack. Like, you know, and he was the only saving grace in that.
That's in retrospect, right.
Like, he was the only guy they got, like, we really need you. Well, you don't have Bill? No, we're using Dan Aykroyd. Not Rodney? No, we're going to go with Jackie Mason. Really? But we're going to pay you a lot of money. Cool, I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. Yep. Where do I sign?
That's right, David. God bless him.
You want to see the script? Nope.
Not interested. I don't think he used a script for either movie. There's no chance, especially not for 2. If you watch 2, like, you can tell this dude was checked out. He did not read the script. He had no idea what was happening. The mythical table of cocaine and other drugs was probably right off to the left. And good for them. You know, they made some quality films. Not that one, of course, but other ones during the same time period. I showed my kids Ghostbusters for the first time the other day. But it started because Ghostbusters 2 was on. You see, this is a horrible thing in my family. Although Ghostbusters 2 still holds up.
Let's watch the sequels first.
I don't know. It's bizarre. Which is why I've watched Game of Thrones starting with season 4. No. I'm the only person, my wife and I are the only people on earth who have never seen Game of Thrones. But I know exactly what happens because I'm that geeky that I have to keep up. Like, well, this is a phenomenon that someday I'll have to revisit.
Carrie hasn't seen it.
The Resistance.
I don't have HBO and have never searched out Game of Thrones anywhere else.
All right. We're the happy us, we few, we happy few.
We band of outcasts.
Well, I just felt really bad. Like, I had a drink with a good friend yesterday, and he's both an Avengers, Marvel Universe guy and a Game of Thrones guy, and his stress level over the weekend was unreal. I mean, my gosh.
Yeah.
Trying to avoid social media in the era of social media? I don't know how you do this. This is why I like wine. It's time immemorial. So we're talking this month, getting to wine and moving away from who dies and who doesn't. By the way, David Gettleman is an idea for who might. It's all right. We'll talk about the Giants
some other time.
It's not a threat. It's a reality. I'm now, by the way, instead of looking for a new quarterback for the Giants, I'm sending my kids down to actually run the Giants because I think that they won't fall in love with some 6-foot dude out of Duke quite as readily as Dave Gettleman. Okay, champagne, Appalachians. What are these things? And why can you call me Al and you can't call me this? Okay, Appalachians comes from the French. Surprise! Everything comes from... The grapes all came from the Romans, and then the French basically codified everything, right? So Appalachians is basically when people come up like, Eric, I'm looking at these bottles. I have no idea. You know, this says Bergogna, and this says Cabernet Sauvignon, and I think this says Pinot Noir, and I think that's popular. And this one says Saint Joseph, and this one says a bunch of German words that I really have. I'm not even going to start, but it says semi-sweet, so I'm kind of, you know. What are all these things? These are all ways of referring to the wine, but the original way in Europe that you would refer to a wine is not as the grape or whatever. It's the place. It's where the wine came from, and that's what made it special. The French have this idea of what's called terroir, T-E-R-R-O-I-R, terroir, which means nothing is made in a vacuum. This certain piece of land will never be the same as this piece of land over here. by default, it will not receive the same amount of sunlight. It will not receive the same amount of rainfall. It might be angled a slope so that there's a lot of drainage, whereas this other place might have a, you know, sort of a basin that catches all the water. It might be different soils. Tons of different reasons why this piece of soil and that piece of soil are different. And of course, as wines started to get made and gained fame, the places that made them gained the fame for making them, even sometimes before the actual grape selection came down, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But essentially, the French kind of codified this into what we call appellations. The French word appeler means to call. But it's when I say my name is Eric, I say je m'appelle Eric, I call myself Eric. And you're talking about your entire body, and that's you, right? So when the French are saying, we call this wine X, it's because that wine is a unique product from a unique place. And again, they refer to a lot of all their wines in terms of the village. And some of those villages over time created laws that say you can only grow this and you can only grow this, and this is where the vineyard sites are, and this is sort of where we're going to decide that even if you have grapes planted, they're not going to be part of our delimited zone that defines this appellation. And they're all different, just to confuse you all, of course. but essentially, that's the idea, is that let's pretend Bangor was a great wine region, and we'd been growing, say, Cabernet Sauvignon for years. It was receiving international notoriety, but we hadn't actually claimed it as our own. Well, there would probably be a group of farmers and other lawyers and townspeople or whatever that would get together and petition the government to say, we want Bangor Cabernet, so we want Bangor wine set aside as its own thing. Not only that, but we have decided, since we historically grow Cabernet Sauvignon the best, that we want it to say that Bangor wine only comes from Bangor, and that it can only contain Cabernet Sauvignon. If, you know, Rich Kimball and his little vineyard over there want to grow some Sauvignon Blanc, that's great. He can bottle it and sell it as a lower level wine, but he's not allowed to call that a Bangor wine. Furthermore, maybe Carrie has a prime plot of land, maybe on Hammond Street Hill, right outside of Bangor Wine and Cheese. Say that's the plot of land that has the best drainage, nice rocky soil, great sun exposure. Cabernet Sauvignon ripens there better than anywhere else in the city. Well, maybe he's going to petition to say, listen, my vineyard here is way better than these guys over there and these guys over here, because my little plot, the terroir there, is the prime one for growing this. So maybe he's going to get the government to not only say you can call that Bangor wine, but you can name that vineyard legally and say that's Carrie's vineyard, Cabernet Sauvignon from Bangor. And subsequently, he could charge more, and you'll see that. The misappropriations, though, is really what we're going to talk about today before we start to talk about a lot of the laws, because why are Americans so confused? I always remind people, we sent a lot of fighting men and women over to Europe. They were involved heavily in not only the freeing of French prisoners of war, but of their products, which the Nazis had absconded with. So when Americans were feted for the victory, they were given, in all these great villages, wonderful wines. And they came back and wanted those wines. And California wine growers said, great, we'll just throw the names of those villages and those regions on our wine and blah, blah, blah. And obviously, over time, we have started enforcing, the EU started enforcing a lot of the laws saying you guys can't do that. So now, today, for instance, we're drinking a California rosé. Now, this is a California rosé made by the Chandon estate. Chandon is a French family. And they, knowing that the terroir in California was good enough to start growing these grapes, got in and out themselves. So these guys cannot call this champagne. This is not legally champagne. This is California sparkling rosé made out of Pinot Noir, made in method Champenoise or Method Classical, the same way as champagne is, but it can't be called that anymore. And that's really what we're going to be talking about this month, is what comes from where and why. I'm running out of time, so I did want to mention, this Saturday we are having the Kids Central Festival downtown. I think Gibran's coming on tomorrow. I'm sure he might be mentioning that.
Oh, indeed.
But we are going to be doing a cheese tasting for kids as part of that. So please bring your kiddos on down. We're going to have the three main types of cheeses, you know, milks that are cheeses are made out of sheep, goat, and cow. And we're going to be doing a little test and seeing if people can figure out which it is, and you know, hopefully getting kids into tasting some cheeses that they might not have otherwise, and hopefully loving them. I mean, for instance, the one of the goat goudas that we'll be sampling is my daughter's favorite cheese, and it's goat cheese, and she doesn't care because you shouldn't. It's very good for you. So don't miss that. Also, our tasting in May is going to be on the 16th. That is the third Thursday from 5 to 7. But for now, Kids Central Festival, it's happening all through downtown. Please come on down and check it out. A lot of stores participating, and bring the kiddos. It's going to be a great excuse to get outside and stop in and see us at Bangor Wine and Cheese. And I will see you here next week, and we'll talk about Burgundy. And is there a hearty Burgundy?
Mm.
No. Spoiler alert.
Thank you,
but
Betty.
That's the only spoiler I'll do.
Eric Meehan, every Tuesday on Downtown.